So we made the false church news press. Did you see yourself in there? We were just plastered all over the place this past week. It was great. My preacher friends were all envious of us and me, and I just love it to death. So it's really good. So it was all good to be in there. So thanks for a great day last week. So yesterday I traveled to Harrisonburg, Virginia. That was the first church that I worked as a pastor. I was the associate pastor there in 1990 to 94. I hadn't been back in 26 years. And there was a gentleman there, Twig Strickler, who died, very prominent man. He and his brother owned a company there called Rocco. They did Shady Brook. I don't know if you know that brand of turkey, but they had that company. And so I decided I would go back there, and I thought about, you know, am I going to know people nearly 30 years ago? Will they know me? And I discovered that, how should I put it, that when you lose your hair early in life, you don't look as old as you grow older, because everybody knew who I was. They said, Dave, you haven't changed a bit. So I felt really good, because I said, well, it's hard to tell who you are. But it was a lot of fun to be there and to see those folks. And gosh, I remember, you know, I was with a group in their 20s and 30s. We started this young adult class, and it's still going, and they still call themselves a young adult class, and they're in their 50s and 60s. But it was a great time, and gosh, good memories there of, you know, the associate. What I did, one of my big jobs there was the court, the judge. If there was a fraternity, there were a lot of fraternities at JMU, and some of them, they misbehave. And so if they would get in trouble, the judge would send them to me, and I would do the community service. You know, I'd tell them what to do, and we got our yard cut down there. We got gardening done. We had filing done. We had floors scrubbed. We did everything. Those JMU students did everything for us. If they got in trouble, they would send them, go see Pastor Dave. He'll tell you what to do for your 20 hours of community service. So it was a lot of fun. So we're looking at Pentecost Sunday. And so we need to kind of travel back a few weeks. So we started with 40 days of Lent minus Sundays, and then we had Easter Sunday, and then what we call the great 50 days of Easter. And that takes us to today. So we have celebrated, Jesus has been on earth visiting his disciples three times, doing some things while he's still on earth. Last Sunday would have been Ascension Sunday. We had 150th anniversary Sunday instead, where Jesus ascends to earth. But before he does that, he meets with the disciples in the upper room, and he says what? He says, I know you're distraught. I'm leaving you, but I am going to, the Father is going to send you an advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you so that you're not alone. And that gave them great comfort. And so Jesus has left them, and now they are kind of wondering, well, what do we do next? What do we do next? And the thing that they do first is there's only 11 of them. They said, well, let's get back to 12. So there were two candidates. There were two men that followed with them throughout Jesus' ministry. And so they say, okay, we've got two here. Does anybody remember their names? One was Barsabbas, and the other is Matthias. And so they said, okay, y'all look really good. You get check over all the boxes. How do we determine which is going to be the new guy? So they cast lots. They cast lots, and Matthias is the one who is chosen, and so he is the 12th disciple. And then they say, all right, now what happens? Well, they end up in this upper room, and there is this event that takes place where the Holy Spirit comes upon them and they are totally changed. Flames come upon them and they are just filled with the Holy Spirit. They are just changed. They have a new beginning in their life and they start the church. And then also what's happening in Jerusalem, there's a similar phenomena going on where people of all different countries, from their original language, they're starting to talk to one another and they understand each other and they have these flames coming down and they all feel the Holy Spirit. And then Peter comes up and he gives this powerful sermon. And on that day, it says that there were 3,000 people who started the church, who were changed, who had a new beginning in their lives, and then they broke bread together. And thus started the church from 12 to 3,012 to over a billion people in the world today that call ourselves Christians. Advocate, Holy Spirit, a guide in our lives, because Jesus, the disciples knew that they couldn't do their ministry alone, and Jesus knew they couldn't do it alone, so Jesus gets this Holy Spirit to be with them, and it's the same for us, and in our new beginnings, we can't do ministry alone, but we need an advocate, we need a guide to be with us in our lives, a new beginning. Many of us may remember the times that we were confirmed in our lives. For me, we were 12 years old. I was 12 years old. Our class was about six or seven kids. I remember we studied this book about John Wesley that is still in print some 48 years later. And then we were confirmed, and it was a new beginning for us as we promised to support the church with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And for many of you here, do you remember that moment in your life, that new beginning? And I was thinking about new beginnings. You know, each and every day is a new beginning. And with that new beginning, we don't have to do life alone. But we can pray to God and say, oh God, help me with this issue in my life. And we kind of get that warm, fuzzy feeling. And that's the Spirit alive. And it just jerks us around and helps us to do what we're to do. I had a new beginning a couple of weeks ago. You know, I had gotten out of my routine of running. I just got out of the routine. And we had the little 3K fun run in Falls Church on Memorial Day. And I said, I'm going to do that. And I've been doing it every day since. It was a new beginning for me because it got me out of that rut. It got me out of that routine to do something that is really, really cool. And so I enjoy that. And the neighbors all see me going again and say, yay, yay, Dave is back at it again. It's great. We need new beginnings in our marriages. We need new beginnings in our friendships and relationships. We need new beginnings with Doolin Church and the church at large. We all have the opportunity for new beginnings each and every day. And we pray that as the Holy Spirit will empower us. I had in seminary, an ethics professor, Stanley Hauerwas, Dr. Hauerwas was his name. And when he would introduce himself, he would say he was white trash from Texas. And but he was all head. He was all head. If you try and read his books, oh my gosh, he was all head. But you know what? He would say that there were times when his heart would be moved and he would get scared because he knew that was the Holy Spirit in his life jerking him to do something that his head was saying, no, he shouldn't do. And what was it? To reach out and help that person that you see in need. To reach out and support the church with our prayers, presence, gifts, service, witness. Those times when we have those fuzzy moments in our lives. Last week, our 150th, I had fuzzy moments all day long. I had it when I saw the paper here. Good news. We're going to have three young women soon to come here and to give their life to the church. And Ian and I have been working with them to learn about the history of the church, the theology of the church, the doctrine of the church, how this church works. And it will be a new beginning for them. And for that we give thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together,